Hello and welcome to Fishing Guide Podcast. We're in the dancing mood because we're at Lake of the Ozarks. We're actually here with Anthony Owens with Rip and Lip Guide Service, but we're here for the hashtag LOZ Fish Camp. That's what it's all about. It's a fish camp, but we were pretty excited because we got to go fishing with Anthony again. And so we were down at Lake Washington, he spanked him, and we come up here to Missouri and he spanked him, and pretty soon he spanks him in Oklahoma. You're a big spanker. tell us about where you guide first, and then we're going to get a tip on how to catch fish going from reservoir to reservoir. Very important. So make sure you don't go away. Tell them where you.
So, guiding trips, I run out of Oklahoma, northeast Oklahoma, southeast Kansas. Do several lakes. I've got a couple lakes there that I travel in an area up there, which consists of Grand Lake, Ulagaw, Skytook, Copan, and Kaw.
Which is spelled K-A-W.
K-A-W.
Only in Oklahoma.
Then a big lake, one of my number one lakes that I like to use is Elk City Lake, up in Independence, Kansas.
Wow.
So southeast Kansas, we go up there, and that's where we like to go catch a lot of our bigger fish.
Okay, so I happen to know something that's top secret, and we're going to release that. But first, give them a tip on how to catch fish, like going from place to place, because, you know, when you're in Greenville, Mississippi, on Lake Washington, it's old muddy backwater. It's actually part of the Mississippi River, that Oxbow that happened. Now we're up here. It's almost like a highland reservoir, pretty close to it, Lake of the Ozarks and all those other ones. How do you catch fish?
So a lot of technique that I use is like what I use back home, which really helped me out in Mississippi with the muddy water, is targeting individual fish, suspended fish, allowing me with that muddy water, allows me to get up close to these things, drop right on their nose, and let them come up and bite it right there. But now when I turn around and come here to this reservoir, I've got clear water. I can see for days all the way down. And that's a totally different style of fishing than what I'm used to. But these fish here, they like to stick under a lot of the docks, because, I mean, there's a dock everywhere you turn around on this lake. So that's structure for them. And they like to hang out underneath the floats, under the docks. They like to hang out anywhere that the sun can't get to.
Right.
And that's kind of what we looked at. You know, we went around and started scanning a little bit and looking at the docks. And I may run around a dock or a point, and I might look at 100 docks and not see fish.
Right.
But then when you run across one or two, they may be the right ones, and they'll just be loaded with like every fish in the country, it seems like. And that's kind of what happened this week. Is I found one cove that held two docks in it that had just unbelievable amount of fish under it. And it made it so easy to be able to get in there and just catch fish. And, you know, to have different people from yourself and your wife with me one day, having Mr. Ken McBroom with me one day.
Right.
Even took Mr. Brian Wade out with Hoagie Baits.
Right.
And they got to go. He got to go. And this morning I took a quick trip out with a TV show.
Right.
And we got to go to the same area, stayed in the same, fished a couple brush piles out in the open that we were able to grab a few fish off of. But then guess where we went? Right back to where we've been starting. And we were able to pitch into the docks, shoot underneath the docks, and watch these fish as we just drop it down to them. Here, you can't just dead stick the fish. You had to take it away from the fish. It's almost like giving
cat
it to
and
you.
Mouse, right?
It is. It's like a cat and mouse game. And when we figured it out, it was like heaven out there. When you're sitting there watching them fish roll up and hit that bait, and you can look down 6, 8, 10 feet down and watch that fish come up out of the water, it's just like, I don't know what's better than that.
So actually, I was doing some filming for a TV show, and I told Anthony, I said, y'all need to move out. get away from those boat docks so I could shoot something so that people could see, you know, like you fishing and the cool, you know, drone shot. So, you know, everyone wants the cool drone shot. So anyway, I said, get away. And then what happened? Oh, out comes his 14-foot. What?
Actually, we used a 12-foot rod.
Oh, and who makes that rod?
So that rod is a 1039.
Okay. Oh, all right.
They're out of Oklahoma. Kurt and Sean Bullitt, they have the rods. And
it's kind of a cork handle, right? Was that the one you went to or not?
It's a synthetic. It's a synthetic handle.
Oh, okay.
But that is the design that they had, and a good friend of mine, Les and Keaton Stanstifer, designed those rods.
Oh, all right.
And they have serious backbone. The sensitivity is fantastic. You feel every little – I mean, I like to say this. It's going to be a new saying I think I'm going to say, because Mr. Ken yesterday said, you know, when those fish come up, you just feel that little nip at it. They're not nipping at it. He said they're licking it. He said, oh, he just licked it. He didn't want to eat it. He just wanted to lick it.
See, now you got to change the name of your guide service to Lick 'em Lips.
Lick 'em Lips.
I think there'd be some problems there when you try and post anything on Facebook. Be like, nope, would not happen. The only guide service that's famous for not being able to post on Facebook.
Right.
So Lick 'em. Lick 'em Lips.
Lick 'em Lips.
Now someone will come up and they'll be, you know, my guides are risk all that. You tell me you thought about it. But
hey.
How'd you come up? I should ask you. I don't even actually know. Why is it called Rip and Lip Guide Service?
You know, I know that that's a big saying. A lot of people say it.
Right.
You know, oh, we ripped the lips today, you know, and it's just kind of – when I decided that I wanted to become a guide and have a business that I wanted to do – a name and a logo was the biggest thing that you got to figure out, because, you know, if you don't, you got to have something that's catchy, but then again, it don't have to be over the top.
Right.
And, you know, I was trying to think of all different things. I had a couple in mind, and I was just like, you'd say it and you're just like, yeah, you know.
Right.
But then I turned around and I was like, you know, Rip and Lip. And I said, I kind of like that, but I know that there's a lot of Rip and Lip.
Yeah, there is.
Out there. But
yours is mine Rip and Lip, no space.
No space.
Yeah.
No, you know, no S. It's just Rip and Lip Guide Service. And, you know, I piddled around and I was like, man, I got to come up with something. And then I reached out to one of my sponsors and his son does logos.
Oh, really?
And I started looking around and I was like, man, I like a fish. I want something with a fish, you know, and I thought about, you know, since I live in Oklahoma,
right,
have maybe the state of Oklahoma, and then I was like, you know, I know a lot of people are doing that, so you don't want to be that trend,
right?
You know, you don't want to follow in everybody else's footsteps. And I found a fish online, and I said, you know what? It's open, it's designed,
yeah, it's nice,
like a hook,
right?
And with the open gap, like on the back of my shirt right here, says Rip and Lip Guide Service right in there. So pretty much like what you see on the hat. And I was like, you know what? That's perfect, because it's got the hook. I can rip it, lip it, put it in the box.
All right. Well, we went off on a rabbit hole there. But let's go back to that open water, because when we were flying the drone, that was actually more of the kind of fishing you do in Oklahoma. Explain that.
So what I do is I fish a lot of shallower lakes, and these fish will just be suspended. Or they'll be on what we call pole timber, which is just an old tree just sitting in the water straight up and down.
Okay.
And these fish get right up on the sides of them, nose right up to them. And we like to pull right up to them, just drop down on it and catch them. Because, I mean, they're not as spooky there as they would be like more of a clear water lake.
Like at the Ozarks.
Yes, sir. But chasing, you know, knowing your graph, knowing what you're looking at, and seeing the fish and being able to identify that fish to say that's a crappie.
Right.
That's what I'm going to go target. He's 20 feet out, 6 foot deep. I'm going to try to get him to where I can reach, either drop it straight down vertically on him, or if they're a little more aggressive, I can swing it past him, let it just kind of swing right over the top of his nose, and let him turn on it and chase it and go that route. But, you know, most of the time I'm fishing water that's anywhere from 4 foot to 8 foot deep.
Yeah, and this is kind of scary here. So it's hard to swim in 50 foot of water. It's a lot easier to swim in six, right?
Well, I can't stand up in three.
Okay, all right.
So
you were talking about being able to see a crappie. What does a crappie look like on your unit? And what unit do you have?
So I run the Garmin 126 SV.
Okay.
It's the first model. Now they've come out with the newer models.
Right, yeah.
But I run the first model. I do run the LVS 34 transducer.
Okay.
But what I see on my graph is a crappie looks like a football shape.
Okay. So
pretty much you see the football. They're going to sit there. Sometimes they'll be sitting up. Sometimes they'll be flat. But, I mean, you can look at that and tell. And out in the muddy water, out in Oklahoma and southeast Kansas, you know, these fish right here, they suspend. And they're not running around like all your white bass or your sand bass, right, or different kind of, you know, fish that are swimming around so much. You'll see like a blob sitting there. That football will just be sitting there. You can just ease right up to it. And that's what makes it very beneficial for us to catch them and target them out there that way.
When it comes to identifying them and you see other fish that are around them, what automatically makes you think white bass, black bass,
so
drum? How about a drum? Drum's a lot harder than a bass, right, to tell.
See, and that's a crappie. And that's the thing about bass. I probably see bass on the daily, but no one's ever taught me on a bass. So I couldn't tell you if it's a bass or not.
Oh.
But now a catfish or a drum, that's two totally different. I mean, I can look at those and tell. You know,
what shape do they have?
So they'll be a little more elongated,
uh-huh,
like a drum. You can literally see his head curled down.
Uh-huh.
And generally you'll see that head looks a little further down and that tail's up for the most part. And don't get me wrong, we like to catch them sometimes just to catch a fish.
Right.
You know, so I mean, they're fun to catch. But catfish, you'll generally, when you're looking at a catfish on there and you see them down at the bottom and they hugging that bottom, you uh-huh just see that blip. You don't really see the full body. You just see that blip. But
right,
then when they roll up, you can watch the back end of that tail just kind of swimming like a, you know,
right,
swim bait, just kind of like that right there. Generally, when you start seeing that, that's not a crappie.
Right.
Crappie, you stay rounded. They will get a little bit like that when they go vertical.
Right.
To come up on a jig, because in muddy water, they like to sit suspended. You can put the bait down. They'll just kind of sink, get straight vertical, and then they'll shoot up. But catfish, they got that. They just that long, slow,
yeah,
whip action there. So,
and so you're identifying them. How do you think a crappie is able to see? Because you talked about muddy water and dropping them on them, compared to here in Lake of the Ozarks, this water's clear. How when they position themselves, how do you know that stained water that they're seeing it?
You know it. I've wondered that myself because, you know, a lot of these baits, you know, because in dark and in that muddy water, I like using a white bait. Even though white, you know, you put it in a muddy situation, is not gonna, you wouldn't think it would show up better than a black or a really dark colored bait. Some reason they just like that white and chartreuse color, you know, in that muddy water.
But you're not going. Are you going to a bigger bait to have a bigger profile?
Not necessarily. Some days.
Can you drop a 1/32 ounce?
Some days you can, most definitely.
That's crazy.
But you put it right on his nose.
Right. And you know, mean real right on his
I
nose.
I mean, right it, there, almost touching him.
And so the distance that your graph is out makes a huge difference. Your graph from the transducer out.
Yes, sir.
Word. And so what are usually your presets for that?
So my settings there is, for the most part, if I'm guiding or tournament fishing, they pretty much, I don't change them too much.
Right.
I'm looking at out 40 feet out.
Right.
And I try to keep it at 20 to 25 feet.
Wow.
Because when I've got it in my depth range, it allows me to determine the size fish, you know, to where I'm not going around and catching 9, 10 inch fish. I can go catch 11, 12, 14s. On up, that's what really benefits it.
All right, so there's at first it was a rumor that there was a jig out there that's been named somehow this color is your color. And so I know, I don't even know if we can talk about it yet, but the royalties, will you be getting a new boat? I mean, you just got a different boat. Are you going to get a new boat after you get your royalties in? And what's the name of this? Can you tell us the name and describe the color?
I believe I can tell
and
you
who's, and who's making it?
So the bait is made by Hoagie Baits.
Okay.
I met Mr. Mark here at Fish Camp.
Yep.
And I needed a color. And there, and we have a hand tie competition going on today out there.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Would you try to tie me a couple baits? I said, I'll give you some jig heads I'd like to use. And he said, what colors would you like? And I said, here's my colors.
Right.
Now, the funny part about the name that goes with this whole jig,
okay,
is on our boat has my wife's name on it.
Right.
And my wife's name is Stacy.
Okay.
Well, he kept calling me Stacy.
Oh, and he thought
your
name.
And I would not answer. He said, Stacy, Stacy. And I wouldn't answer. And I'm like, I'm not. No, he's talking to me.
Right.
And then finally, he realized that my name is Anthony. So when I found out, I thought it was hilarious.
Right.
Well, they just had sent me over a picture of the bait.
Right.
With the name. And they called the bait Stacy O, you know.
There
so
you
I
go.
Thought that was pretty cool. But the color of the bait is it's a purple head. I don't know what he said that the actual material type is.
Right.
But it's like a lime green body.
Right.
With a white tail. With the flashing, it's got like seven different colors.
It's crazy good.
Oh my gosh. And what I love about it, you know, in the muddy water, I'm not going to get that reflection as much,
right.
You know, like I said, but on these clear water lakes, like at Lake Lee Ozarks, oh my gosh, it has got me, it's made my legs kind of get weak a couple times when I twitch it and I'm not paying attention and I see that flash. I think a fish done rolled up on it and I'm over trying to set the hook and it's only the jig itself, but.
There you go. So there's the background to a brand new color. Hot. This is hot. We don't even know when this is coming out, but when it comes out, it'll be pretty spectacular. That takes us over to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. They have jig heads and they have some soft plastics and everything you need for crappie fishing, but they also have a complete line of bass jig heads and some crankbaits that people love. Their crankbaits are the most popular crankbaits there are and always in demand. There's actually 42 colors now of those. So you can check them out at picolures.com. Hey, Anthony, if they want to hook up, pun intended, if they want to hook up with Rip and Lip Guide Service, where do they go?
You can find me on Facebook, Rip and Lip Guide Service. You can follow me on TikTok at Rip and Lip 82. Or you can call me at 918-693-2799.
There you go. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.